What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. We on episode number 2. I'm your host, J-Rod Anderson. And man, just want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in last week for my first episode. If you missed that, make sure you go back and catch it. It's on my social media page. It's on my website. So make sure you go back and catch that. But I just want to say thank you for everyone that tuned in. And even tonight, whether you're catching this live or you're watching the replay, just want to say thank you for your support. I really do appreciate it. And please feel free if you got any questions or anything you would like me to talk about in the area of financial wellness or whatever. Just let me know. If I don't know, I can find out. And if I can't find out, I can sure find somebody who knows. And so, but if you have any questions or anything, just please leave a comment. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that like and subscribe button. And you can find me. My handle is at Path to Financial Independence. So definitely, if you're not a part of that YouTube community, make sure you join. And also, I'm starting a community, and it's called the W3 community. And of course, that stands for Work to Wellness to Wealth Community. And so we're going to do some private meetings and some things that I won't share on social media will be for that private group. And I'm also doing some other things. I have a Get Out of Debt Challenge that I'm currently doing with the few people that are already a part of that. So go to my website and join the W3 community. And I promise you, man, it's going to definitely help you move the needle forward in your finances. So that's all of my housekeeping stuff. So got an exciting episode topic to talk about tonight. Tonight we are going to talk about overcoming procrastination where your finances are concerned. Man, that is so critical. Procrastination is a little beast. And, you know, I'm talking about myself too. I'm consciously working on that now. But I was thinking, it's like, you know what? Sometimes the thing that holds us back the most are just the things that we fail to take action on the quickest. So that's what we're going to talk about. And specifically, we are going to define exactly what procrastination is. We're going to identify some reasons why people, and if it's you, we're going to identify some reasons why you procrastinate. So, hey, just be open and transparent. I'm talking to myself too. And we're going to discuss how does procrastination impact you financially and otherwise. And then lastly, I just want to share some tips, like what are some practical things that you can do to overcome procrastination, especially where your money is concerned? Because, listen, I'm not even going to jump into that yet. See, I was about to jump into it, but I'm not going to do that yet. But let me read my financial disclaimer. Let me start by saying I am not a financial advisor. And the content of this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Your financial situation is unique. So please do your research, go do your own research, and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is familiar with your personal circumstances. Neither my guests, neither or I are responsible for any financial losses or gains resulting from the use of the information provided in this podcast. So make sure you do your research, and please contact a financial advisor if you need to. Okay, all right. So before we get started, let me just have a couple of other quick announcements. On today is Wednesday. On Monday, man, please make sure you tune in. I have a special guest who's going to be joining me. His name is Ron Grider, and we are going to have a conversation on the basics of estate planning. And that's going to be so important. Everybody needs to have an estate plan. And what's included in that, we're going to talk about that. We going to talk about wills. We're going to talk about trust, power of attorneys, all of that stuff. But it's so important. And the first base is just make sure that you have a will in place to give some type of instruction of what you want to happen after you leave this earth. And, you know, a lot of people know that they should do it, but for whatever reason, procrastination, people sometimes never get it done before they transition. And I know recently I found out that Chadwick Boseman, he didn't have an estate plan, so they're still trying to get some things straightened, worked out with his estate. You know about Aretha Franklin, you know about Prince, so it's so important. But I heard this today, and this was very interesting. Tupac has an estate plan. Notice I didn't say had, because it's still live and breathing, even long after he's been gone from here. But you remember there was that incident where I think Drake sampled one of his songs, used AI to pretty much copy his voice. So Tupac's estate sent a cease and desist letter to Drake and be like, no, no, homeboy, you can't do that. And so because his music is protected under a trust. So, man, that was really powerful, the fact that that Pac, just to think that he is not surprised, but he had an estate plan. He had a trust in place. So just want to emphasize that to you. But make sure you join us Monday night at 8 o'clock. Please do register. You can go to my website to register, and I'll put my website up so you can see it. I'll leave that up for a little while, but GerardAAnderson.com. So make sure you go there and register, but we are going to have a real good time and even give you some tidbits if you want to get that done. We got some resources to help you get that done. And the other thing that I'm excited about is I'm going to be doing a coaching program beginning in October in the fourth quarter. And it's going to be the Work to Wellness to Wealth coaching program. And the main purpose is just to help you. A lot of people wait until the start of a new year to start getting things in order. But I want to help you get your financial affairs, get your mindset in alignment, get your belief system in alignment, work on some wellness areas for you so you're not worried or stressed out about money, and give you some strategic ways to manage your money so we can move on to the next phase of this journey, which is the wealth building part. So I'll share more about that. But if you're interested in becoming a part of that program, it's going to be 8 weeks. Go to my website at Gerard A. Anderson, which is scrolling at the bottom of the screen now, GerardAAnderson.com, and go into the coaching tab, and you can get instructions on how you can sign up. All right. Let's move into this procrastination, man. I'm super excited about this. So here go some quotes that I looked up on procrastination. So first one I found: procrastination makes easy things hard and hard things even harder. You thought I was still going to say it makes hard things easy, but procrastination, it makes easy things, things that should be easy, it makes them hard, and harder things even harder. And that quote is by Mason Cooley. Another quote is, doing just a little bit during the time we have available puts you that much further ahead than if you took no action at all. So just doing the little things is going to move the needle forward for you. And that quote was by Brian Pulsifer. So let's define procrastination. What exactly is procrastination? So if we break that word down, the word pro means forward or forth, and the word the crass, which is part of that, crass means is a Latin word meaning tomorrow. So if you put those two together, essentially it means to put forward or to defer for tomorrow. Here's the illusion with tomorrow. It never comes. If you think about it, tomorrow never comes. We only live and exist in the here and the right now. So you can say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But at some point, man, you got to hammer that thing down to say, I'm going to get this done at this specific time. All right. So what else does procrastination means? It's the action of delaying or postponing something. Okay. Another definition, procrastination is knowing one needs to perform a task, but not motivating oneself to do it within a defined amount of time. I like that one. Let me say that again. Knowing one needs to perform a task. So you know that you need to get this thing done, but not motivating oneself. So I like it. They put the responsibility on you. You need to muster up the motivation or whatever is needed to get the task that needs to be done, done. But not motivating oneself to do it within a defined amount of time. So keep that defined amount of time in mind, because I'm going to come back to that later on. And then lastly, last definition, procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing tasks or decisions. Okay, so keep that in the back of your mind too, delaying tasks or decisions. So why am I talking about procrastination as it pertains to your finances? Because procrastination can have some very detrimental effects on your finances. So let's look at a few of those. Like, how does procrastination impact you financially? Number one, and this is probably the most important, wasted time and missed opportunity. My goodness, I know I can talk about that one there. How many times have we wasted time and missed out on opportunities simply because we failed to take action on something? And the dangerous thing with that is that time is a limited resource. And so it's not something that you want to waste because you don't have a whole lot of it. I mean, you may think you have a lot of time, but in the grand scheme of things, when you really look at our lives, man, I mean, I can just think it's already been, how many years? 30 years since I graduated from high school? God dog. Like, even for myself, I'm like, where in the world did that time go? So you don't want to procrastinate because you don't want to waste time and you don't want to miss out on opportunities. So just think about, you know, definitely where investing in stocks are concerned. And then, you know, sometimes the market, and this was something personally, a story that I can share. I know I have some NVIDIA stock, and someone told me to buy it at a specific time, and it was like at a really good price at that time. And I said, okay, I'll get around to it. And so procrastinated, and maybe about a week or 10 days later, I was like, oh man, I forgot to get that NVIDIA stock. When I went back to get it, the price had already shot up. Now, I still bought some, but look at how much money I lost just from that period of time that the price went up from when I first heard about it to when I actually invested. So I probably actually lost a little bit of money because it was at high when I bought it. But you deal with that FOMO, fear of missing out. So you just go ahead and invest in it anyway. So that was an instance where procrastination caused me to miss a good opportunity and probably caused me to lose some money. How else does procrastination impact you financially? Delayed financial decisions. So in other words, postponing, saving, investing, or paying down your debt. Now, I see this one the most with people who have student loans. And they give you that option to defer. And I remember when I had a student loan, praise God, it wasn't that much, but man, I was like, I want to get this thing paid off as soon as possible because your boy hates owing people money. But just think, you can defer. It's like, another word to defer is just to put off. It's just a fancy way of saying you're going to procrastinate on it. You're going to put it off to a later date. And so think about delaying to make financial decisions, paying off debt. Now, here's the thing about debt. Now, you can procrastinate with debt if you want to, but one thing about debt, it's going to grow. So the longer you leave debt to its own devices, it's going to only grow and get bigger. So that's why you got to take fast action. And we'll talk a little bit about that in solutions, but you can't delay or you can't procrastinate on financial decisions that you need to make. Another example, if you know you need to start saving, like, yeah, I know I need to cut down on some spending and I know I need to save more money. Yeah, I'm going to get to it one day, but not today. There you go, putting it off somewhere in tomorrow. So think about the impact of putting off saving. So if you don't have any savings, it's going to be harder for you to want to invest. And so the longer you take to invest, the less time you're giving your money to compound. So you see how all of this stuff is connected. So the sooner you pay off your debt, the sooner you start saving, the sooner you can start investing money and watching your money grow and produce wealth. So that's what this whole thing is about. Okay. It's about taking fast action so you can position yourself to be well and position yourself to be wealthy. But guess what? Both of those things take time. They're not going to happen overnight. So if you procrastinate or if you put off doing the things that's going to help you increase your state of financial wellness, if you put off doing the things that's going to help you build wealth, you're missing out on precious time that you could be enjoying later on in life. So that's my challenge, y'all. Put in the work now. Let's put the work in right now. Let's kill procrastination. If we need to do it, let's go ahead and get it done. Because the sooner you get it done, then you can be on to the next thing or you can enjoy something else. All right. So that's the number two way how procrastination impacts you financially, delayed financial decisions. Number three, procrastination creates financial problems and challenges unnecessarily. Now, the best example of this, and I had to get this thing under control in my own life, is late fees. Like, you don't pay your bills on time, so you get charged like these enormous amounts. I think one bank that I was with, like every time I had like insufficient funds or didn't have enough money to cover an expense because I knew there wasn't enough money in there, so I needed to move the money over to make sure to cover it in time, but I didn't transfer it in time. So guess what? The bank hit me up with about a $35 late fee. And that happened about two or three times. And I was just like, whoa, push the brakes. Now I'm wasting too much money here. This is over $100 that I'm paying in late fees simply because of just procrastination and not being on top of what I need to do. So procrastination creates financial problems and challenges unnecessarily. So something that's not a problem today could potentially be a problem tomorrow if you procrastinate on it. So if I took care of certain things today, it's almost like left unchecked, things become a big issue. You know, it's kind of like when that check engine light comes on, guilty of this one too. And that check engine light is telling you, all right, now something wrong. Something ain't quite right with me. I'm letting you know. And so you look at that check engine light and you'd be like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. I don't have the time right now. And you let that check engine light stay on, stay on, stay on. And one day you get in that car and you try to turn that key in the ignition and that thing says click, 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 click. I know this well because this has happened to me a number of times. And at that point, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? God dog, I should have went and got that check engine light checked out. So here again, it wasn't a major problem when the light first came on, but because I procrastinated, it became a major issue later on. So that's why we don't want to procrastinate again. It creates financial problems and challenges unnecessarily. And then the last thing, problems that procrastination can create is the impact on your emotional and mental health. So now think, you know, you got a deadline to meet and you put off, you know, paying the bill till the last minute, or, you know, you got to file your taxes or something and the deadline is like right on you now. Now, guess what? You're stressed out and you don't know what could be going on in your life during that time. And so now you're stressed out and you're trying to rush to get things done because you put it off. So guess what? That's going to impact your financial wellness because now you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be anxious. You're going to be worried about, am I going to get it done on time? So here again, give yourself more than enough time, get it done. I forgot the name of this law. It's one of those laws. It's like Parkinson's law or Parkinson's law. I don't know. Go and check this for yourself. But basically, the law says it's like the more time you give yourself to do something, the longer it's going to take for you to do it. So in other words, if you give yourself, let's just say, I'll get it done within the next 3 weeks. So guess what? It's probably going to take you close to 3 weeks to get that thing done just because human nature says, oh, I don't have to get it done now. I got 3 weeks to get it done, so I'll get it done before the deadline. And here again, that's another example of that is like you going to a show or something that you need to buy tickets for. And what do we tend to do? Or you need to register for something. So register for that seminar that we're going to do on estate planning. But you have to register for something. What do we usually do? Wait till the last minute to register. So what I'm challenging you to do is just make a shift in that way of thinking. Whatever you think that causes you to say, you know what, it's okay, I can put this off until tomorrow, which is the next day, and then the next day, and then the week. I want to challenge you that in some area, but definitely specifically in your finances, I want you to think about something that you're procrastinating on right now. And I want you to just like, you know what? I'm not going to put this off another day. I'm going to go ahead and get this done. So I'm going to give you some tools to deal with overcoming procrastination in a few. All right. So why do we procrastinate? I'm going to go through this list pretty quick. And you can write these down if you want to. Seven reasons why we procrastinate. Number one, lack of understanding, appreciation, and finiteness of time. Let me say that again. Lack of understanding or appreciation and the finiteness of time. So in other words, you just think that you have all the time in the world. But if you knew that you have a limited amount of time to get something done and you knew how, my goodness, who is this that keep calling me? Let me turn my phone off. My apologies, y'all. My gosh. Hopefully they'll leave a message. But anyway, so, appreciate the preciousness of time, man. Time is your most precious commodity because it's in limited supply. You're not getting any more on this side. So the longer you put off doing something now, that means that you're going to be taking up time somewhere further in your life. And who knows what changes could come in the next week or so. I mean, something could shift in your life and it could require all of your time and attention. And because you didn't get things done 2 or 3 weeks or a month ago that you could have gotten done, now you're in a stressful situation because now you're having to pick that stuff up, bring it into your present, and you're dealing with the stuff that you have on your plate now. So appreciate time and don't waste it by procrastinating. Number two, lack of motivation, self-confidence, and or self-discipline to complete the task. So I get this one. I'm just not motivated. Guess what? You're not going to always be motivated, but you got to figure it out. If it has to be done, you got to get it done. Because the more time you're wasting in getting it done, is going to cost you somewhere else. And it's going to probably take some, it's going to erode your self-confidence because you're going to start to be known or you're going to start to look at yourself as somebody who can't get things done. So motivation, self-confidence, and self-discipline. So sometimes there's that feeling like, I don't feel equipped to do the task at hand. Guess what? You know, you're not going to always be the best at everything, but my key to you is, and we'll talk about this and how to overcome it, is just take one action step for it. And then discipline yourself to do get things done sooner rather than later. And this is one thing I'm trying to work on my son with. You know, he has homework and things that he needs to do from school, and sometimes he'll like to go and play and do a whole bunch of other things. And then, you know, when it gets late on at night, I'm like, all right, Jason, go get your homework done. And he was just like, well, I don't feel like doing it now. And so what I'm trying to get him to do is as soon as you get home, take a break or whatever, but go ahead and get it done. All right. Number two, That was number two, lack of motivation, lack of self-confidence and self-discipline. Number three is distractions, pretty self-explanatory. So you're so distracted with so many different things. Sometimes it's hard to focus on what you need to get done because you're so involved with the distractions. Number four is fear of failure. So you're worried about making mistakes or failing, and that can cause you to put off starting a task. So I deal with this with my students a lot. Listen, when do we get to the point that we're not expecting to fail at something? And failure is just like feedback. I read that somewhere. Failure is feedback just telling you, I need to learn more about this thing. Or like, even with me now, I'm learning how to swim. And boy, if you see how your boy be looking in that pool sometimes, it's just like my instructor, she's be laughing at me so much. But you know what? I don't look at that as a failure. It's just I'm new in learning how to do something I don't know how to do. So be careful of that, being so fearful of failure. Just failure is just a part of the learning process. And you don't even have to call it failure. Just like it's feedback. It's learning. So don't let failure paralyze you and make you not want to take action. Just expect that sometimes you just not going to get it right because you wasn't born knowing everything. So you've been messing up. Don't take this the wrong way, but you've been messing stuff up your whole life. So why are you going to be afraid of it now? Now, I will say some things have greater consequences than others. So certain things you're going to want to get right, because if you don't get those things right, you might find yourself someplace that you don't want to be. So let me just put that out there. There are some things where, okay, you're going to need to make sure you get this one right. Because if you veer too far off, you're going to be, you know, sitting in somebody's jail or something, or someplace else you don't want to be. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. So fear of failure, number four. Number five, overwhelmed. So you feel overwhelmed by the size or complexity of the task, and that leads to avoidance. Listen, let me put my glasses on when I say this. The only way you can eat an elephant is one bite at a time. All right? You can only take one step at a time. You can only travel 1 mile at a time. So when you got something big that's in front of you, the only thing that you can do is break that thing down in the next step and take that step. Number six, perfectionism. Well, I used to deal with this, man. Fear of not meeting high standards can lead to delaying tasks until conditions are perfect. It ain't no such thing as perfect conditions. So get over that perfectionism. Now, I'm not saying not to strive to do a great job or to operate on a high level, but don't let perfectionism, if anything, let perfectionism motivate you to work harder, to be better. But don't let it cause you to not take action because you're fearful of not meeting a high standard and therefore you delay. All right. So, hey, somebody said done is better than perfect. So you waiting to get it perfect, but you ain't doing nothing. So just take some actions and get it done. And then last one is poor time management. So you're struggling to prioritize tasks or manage time effectively, and this results in procrastination. Now, all of this ties in with your finances. So let's just say student loan debts, you're overwhelmed. So you don't even want to start paying it because you feel so overwhelmed by it. Poor time management is just like, the things that you could be doing to improve your financial status, reading books, listening to podcasts like this one, you're not managing your time. You're doing all these other things. You're distracted. We talked about that. And so you're not putting your time, you're not prioritizing your time where you need to prioritize it. And then you complain that, well, I don't understand investing, or I don't understand, you know, crypto or whatever it is. So you don't take action because you don't understand it. But did you ever put in the time and work necessary to understand it? Sila, pause and think about that one. All right. So how do we overcome procrastination? I got four steps for you. 4 steps in helping you overcome procrastination. Number one is, and these are all D's, all right? Number one is define, all right? That's the first one. Define exactly what must be done and the next action step needed to make progress toward that thing. Let me say that again. Define exactly what must be done and then the next action, define the next action step necessary for progress. So that's not hard. Just be clear on what is it that I need to do, okay? And if it's a big task, then just figure out what's the next step that I need to take. So if you have a ginormous student loan to pay off that you've been hiding in the drawer, define exactly what needs to be done. I need to get the student loan paid off, okay? What's the next step I need to take? Number one, I need to pull it out, find out exactly how much it is, and then I need to figure out how much am I going to pay and where do I make the payment. That's it. Just define what needs to be done until you get to, and then get to the next action step you need to take. All right. That's number one. Number two, you need to decide. You need to make a decision. So I love this word decide. The root word day means from, and side means to cut. And so decide, basically you're saying you're going to cut yourself off from all other alternatives. So going back to the student loan debt, define what I need to do. I need to pay this debt off. Then make a decision to do it. I'm not saying nothing about doing any work yet. Just make a decision, like just that step right there alone. A lot of times we delay and we do all these things simply because we do not make a decision, and then cut yourself off from any other alternative that opposes that decision. So I just want you to make a decision where some area of your finances are concerned. Make a decision that you're going to pay off debt. Make a decision that you're going to save a little bit more. Make a decision that you're going to increase your financial IQ. Make a decision that you're going to start investing. Just make a decision and cut off all other alternatives. So the only thing that you're focused on is that decision. I hope y'all got that, man. That's making a decision is a powerful thing versus just choosing. So choosing is just like, you know, you have a whole bunch of options and just choose one. The power and the control and the authority is in making a decision. Got it? All right. Number three. So you've defined what needs to be done and you've defined the next action step. Number two, you've made a decision that I'm going to do this thing. Next thing, number three, is set a date. Got to set a date. Set a date or a time frame to get that thing done. Because independent of a date, then you're just going to be in that, I'll get it done at some point in time. When I started doing this, man, this was one of the things that really moved the needle for me in my finances. Like, case in point, I just got a will done last week, okay? I've been talking about doing a will for about the last 5 years. And it's just, and here again, this is me talking to myself. I just kind of like, well, you know, I'll get to it one day and I'll figure it out. And I'll just leave it out there in the stratosphere. I'll get to it sometime. And so year after year went by. And then I started talking about finances and I'm telling other people, like, all right, you know, you need to do your estate plan. You need to at least get a will in place. And I'm looking, it's just like, dang, all right, now you're telling them to do it and you haven't done one yourself. And so I told myself before September is out. So this was, I'm back in school now. And so I said, back to work after the summer. So I gave myself a date. I said, I'm going to have this will done by September, before the end of September. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what really caused me to push the fast forward button on this. I was talking to my mom, and, you know, she probably heard me talking about this for a while. She said, you ain't going to get no will before September. She was like, matter of fact, I'll bet you $50 you ain't going to get a will done. I said, oh, no. Okay, so now it's money on the line now. So I said, okay. And she gave me a specific date. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to have it done a week before then. So lo and behold, I shared something. I did a post or something about it on estate planning. And somebody reached out to me and said, hey, I can help you with your will. I can help you with these areas of your estate plan. And everything just fell in line. And so basically it all came together and I got it done last week and I got the $50. Motivation. So what's the point of that? Set a date, and then discipline yourself to get it done before that day. All right. So last D. So number one, we defined. Number two, we decided. Number three, we set a date. And number four, discipline and do, baby. Discipline and do. So once you set that date, then so think about athletes getting ready for the Olympics. So they could be chilling. They can't even be chilling because you can't wait. Think about that. Now, that's a good example. You preparing for the Olympics. Imagine you saying as an Olympic athlete, I'm going to wait until the year of the Olympics before I start training. Like, don't you know, like after one Olympics is over, they may take a couple of months or weeks off and then they start training again. So you got to discipline yourself to do what needs to be done and not try to do it at the last minute. So once you define what needs to be done and once you make the decision and set a date, what type of discipline is going to be needed to do it? So if you think about that Olympic athlete, their whole life has to be adjusted to help them do what they need to do to prepare for that. It's like a 2-week window. Just you imagine preparing almost 4 years for a 2-week window for one event. And so their eating has to be disciplined. Their training has to be disciplined. Their rest has to be disciplined. Can you see all of these things go into helping them position themselves to operate at the highest level when the Olympics rolls around 4 years from now? So right now, I would venture to say there are probably some athletes getting ready for 2028. So discipline, and then you got to add the doing with the discipline. Okay, so all of these other things you can define, you can determine the next step, you can decide you're going to do it, you can set a date, you can say I'm going to discipline myself. But Lisa, you're going to have to put in the work. You got to do, okay? All right, so I hope y'all got some value from this, man. I've enjoyed sharing this with you. So let's overcome procrastination where our finances are concerned. So just a couple of reminders, just some things that you can take advantage of. You can go to my website if you need some help getting your finances in order. Schedule a free financial health assessment with me on my website. I've had it scrolling at the bottom of the page. So, hey, if I can be of assistance, go and schedule that free financial health assessment with me and make sure you, subscribe to this podcast. I appreciate your support. And like I said, the W3 community, make sure, hey, go to my website and just sign up at the bottom and you're going to receive some information from me, but building a community around wellness and wealth. So make sure you do that. And lastly, hey, take advantage of this coaching program, the Work to Wellness to Wealth coaching program. It's going to be starting in October. And there is an early bird discount for those of you who don't procrastinate and take fast action. So all of that information is on my website as well. So go there. And I have a questionnaire on there. So fill out the questionnaire and then I'll talk to you and tell you a little bit more about the program to see if we're going to be a good fit for each other. And then from there, yeah, you know, you can go ahead and register and get signed up. But man, 2025, we're going to be ready to go. So that's all I have, man. Thank you so much for your support. Make sure you share this with someone. Register for our webinar on Monday, The Basics of Estate Planning. And make sure you go to my website and check out the resources on there. All right. Appreciate you tuning in. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. My email is gerard@gerardaanderson.com. So please leave me a comment. Let me know some feedback, whatever. Would love to hear from you. All right. I'll see you all in a few days. Later.